Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Going squirrely with WordPress plugins.
Squirrel!
It's episode 527, and we have plugins for viewing errors, back to classics, creating placer text, Twitch lists, user content submission, coupon restrictions, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. And crickets.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And with me is the ever-lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but a couple of quick things. We are moving into a new era, and we like to occasionally shout out to the No Agenda Show for their links and their stolen sound clips and just appreciation for their show. This is a value for value show. I look forward to everyone providing some value back. Don't forget, you'll want to hang around to the end of the show. Those of you listening on the podcast, you're going to have to go to the YouTube version and check out the Q&A segment with Amber and I, because Amber often comes up with some really bizarre questions there, and I do my very best to answer them. If I can't figure them out, I just make it up as I go. Sometimes it's rather entertaining. Make sure you go check it all out. With all of that being said, as I'm told so much...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
Just a quick little thing. You forgot to share your screen with me.
Did I? No.
Yeah. This is number 34 of 52 episodes for 2021. Here on the islands, the rain has finally kind of made an appearance. And of course, I was sleeping in a tent I created out of a very nice tarp when the rain decided to stick around for over 24 hours. Woke up at 4 a.m., a bit wet. I managed to fix the tent, so... That's all good. I finally understand why tents have two layers. I won't make that mistake again when I make my own tent. On top of that, now that the rain is here, be sure to get yourself out on the nicer days that are in between the icky days, because the icky days are gonna start taking over. Try to get a little bit more sunshine before the sunshine totally vanishes. And if you can't make it outside for whatever reason on the colder days, try picking up baking, cooking. Or setting yourself up with snacks for a long winter. Snacks are always good on cold days. And while you're doing the cooking and baking, turn off all the commercial stuff, all the media that's out there. Turn on some good music or an audiobook or something, and have some fun. Spend about an hour a day having super silly fun, even during the darkest and rainiest days. I'll bet you a beer that you'll find it helps with your general outlook on life. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Or Amber. Take your pick.
I think we need a new clip.
We do. We desperately need a new clip there.
So, the first one that I have here is article on what the perfect ransomware victim is. This is actually a pretty good article, mostly just going through the steps that ransomware operators take and just going through them in real depth, not just saying, oh, well, they do this and this and this, and then telling you the steps without explaining how the steps work. This one actually explains how the steps work. Very useful, and it helps you to understand the different things that you can do to avoid being a perfect victim in this. I really like this article, and I found it really helpful for me.
Oh, it's always good to know. ZDNet usually puts out some pretty good stuff.
I like ZDNet. Next one we have is Automattic acquires Social Image Generator, and they plan on integrating it with Jetpack.
Yay.
I'm not sure how well that's going to work or if it's going to go over too well with the people who are currently using the Social Image Generator, but I guess we'll see what happens.
No. For the most part, I imagine they'll lose some people, but keep most of them. I saw this article too, and the first thing that came to mind is that the Automattic, or creators of WordPress there, they're starting to be more like Apple or Microsoft. Yeah. And instead of, you know, trying to do it themselves, and they're constantly buying up all these small little competitive things and preventing them from getting big. And when they buy them, what they're doing is they're acquiring the talent.
Yeah.
They don't buy them. They don't, sometimes they don't even do much with the item they buy. You know, but in this case here, you know, the guy probably was grateful to sell it to, you know, have a steady income versus the unsteady income of running your own business involves.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So yeah, but I see a future where Automattic is going to be the Apple or Microsoft and crush everyone out because they're going to have all this content. The fact that they're stuffing it inside their jetpack is another thing that's annoying. There's about half a dozen plugins that I used to use a lot until they bought them and then stuffed them in the jetpack because I dislike jetpack and how it works.
It's like one of those over-tooled multi-tools.
That's pretty much what it is. It's one of those over-tooled multi-tools.
Next one here is... it's a really good article explaining the importance of original content for SEO. SEO is something I'm still kind of really getting a handle on, mm-hmm. more so understanding. And by reading this, I finally understand why when I am trying to fill up the SEO plugins always do that yelly red letter thing at me. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty useful, I found.
Yep. Yeah, well, this was a really good one. Original content is of course always important, no matter what you're creating content for. That way, you don't, you know, you're not a plagiarizer or a content thief.
Gutenberg 11.4 has added to their galleries. They've added axial padding for buttons, and they are laying the groundwork for global spacing. Hmm. Kind of an exciting move that they've done. The global spacing is especially going to be useful.
Yep, that'll be nice. Nice throughout the galleries, be able to spread them out.
And I'm just going to choose one more from this list. Okay. Automattic acquires Frontity.
See, there you go. Automattic buying more stuff.
Yes. What they did is they acquired Frontity, and now the founders of Frontity are going to be working on Gutenberg full-time.
Yeah.
So, and that means that the open source framework that they've built and kept up and maintained, I'm not sure what's going to happen to it. It didn't really say anything more than just that it's not going to be maintained anymore by them. So I'm not sure if someone else is going to pick that up. Or
no, if Automattic bought Frontity, Automattic now has it's an open source project. So somebody else could pick up where it's left off and move on with it. But what Automattic was acquiring here was the talent of the two guys.
Yeah.
So that they can put them to work on Gutenberg.
Yeah, make Gutenberg a little easier to use, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we can only hope that it's going to get easier to use. I'm not overly betting on that. I'm betting on it becoming more complex and becoming more useless in many, many ways, much the way Microsoft has become more useless as they've supposedly made it easier. They've made it harder for anyone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm betting WordPress is heading down the same path. I mean, the Gutenberg experiment to me was all about they wanted to be like Squarespace or Wix or the other ones where people have almost no control. They're limited. They have to follow these directions and these directions only.
Yep.
I just feel like that's what's going to happen to Gutenberg. I could be wrong, but that's just what I feel like is what's going to happen.
We shall see what happens.
Yep. It'll happen over the course of the next 3 to 5 years.
So I have a few things in the extras. The first one I wanted to talk about is this was sent in by listener Stanislav Ustimenko. Mm-hmm. I probably mangled his name. He has Code Lobster. It's a really useful free cross-platform IDE. I checked it out, and I can see how it would be very useful for coders or those learning to differentiate codes in work. You pop in the code you are working on, and it will highlight the code for you, and you can put in more than one code, and it'll highlight them all.
Yeah.
They have plugins for a lot of code, including Drupal CMS, Laravel, KPHP. There's lots in there. Definitely worth checking out if this is something that might be useful for you. Yep.
Could be very useful.
And there's a few other things like LinkedIn removing stories on September 30th. It's a section they have on their site. Tips Tuesday with Mayanna. And a very random thing that I find very fun is called Tiny Text Generator. I really like it. The person who made it had to take three different alphabets that aren't official Unicode and then squash them together in order to create this. It's just fun.
There you go.
It's fun.
Yeah. Have some fun with it. All righty. Well, let's move along to our bit of a donation segment where, you know, right off the top, we like to acknowledge those that support the show.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. One of the first things we like to acknowledge here is, we like to mention everyone, this is a value for value show, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, hey, kick some value back. I know people are listening to this show. We still get upwards of 3,000 and 4,000 downloads a week of the show, and we're getting more views on YouTube. It's like, so someone's listening, or they're downloading it at least. And we recommend that, you know, if you're getting value, we help you save time, find plugin you've been looking for, anything like that. It's time to kick some value back this way. And that value can come in multiple ways. One of the primary ways, of course, is we're always looking for some cash. Cash is always useful. Cash can really help the show out. We could hire somebody or spend more time on it ourselves if we had more cash to do that. But we unfortunately still have to make a living, feed the houses and everything else. We got to do other work. Another way to do that is by supporting us with your time or talent. And we've got a few people out there. One lately has been coming in really heavy with the graphics. And this week here, our art of the week comes from Greg's Graphics. And what this art is every week for several years now, we've been changing the artwork each and every week. And the artwork is always kind of cool. This week from Greg's Graphics, we've got a classic press WP plugin sitting on books with a squirrel playing with a whale. So anyway.
Oh, it's a whale. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whale. After I look at it for a bit, I couldn't figure it out. And it's a whale.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you just got to look at it. But I thought it was definitely a cool change to our standard art. I really like this. I like the old books. And I like how he just got the lettering correct on the books and then put our main catchphrase and then the WP plugins, AtoZ.com title, our URL on it. You know, bits and pieces from my other logo, the JohnOverall.com logo. So yeah, it's really cool. So it's really nice. I like the artwork here. Really appreciate Greg. He's been kicking us a lot of artwork. So thanks a lot. And anyway, if you want to see more, go check out the link in the show notes. Take you to all the artwork that's been submitted by artists in the last few months. You know, we no longer have the artwork hidden. We're still behind on getting all the past artwork into here. And here's another place. If you want to donate some time to really help this show out, we need somebody to manage the art gallery for us. In other words, bring all the old art and get it inserted into the new gallery so that people can see it and view it. So anyone interested, hey, reach out to john@wppro.ca. The other part, of course, is treasure, which I talked about in the beginning. And we do like to acknowledge if anyone happens to submit $50 or more in a week, they get a note read out on the show. Currently, we haven't had and plus they get a executive producer credit. We don't have any executive producers currently, but there are some other producers out there that kick us a small amount, a few bucks here, a few bucks there. So thank you very much to those of you that kick out $5, $10 here and there. Greatly appreciated. It does help the show. Doesn't really make it to our pockets yet, but hey, every once in a while it might buy us a beer. But thank you very much for that. I greatly appreciate everyone out there. And remember, if you really want to help the show out, you can just go to wppluginsatoz.com/donate to support the show. All right, it is time we move it along to what everyone shows up here for, into the depths of plug-in depravity. All right, so we got a couple of classic press options this week, I'm told. And let's see where we're out. And all right, we got a new petitions. Classic Press has a new petitions page. And this is a page where if you've got a petition on what you'd like to see in Classic Press, I guess you can submit it or see what the petitions are that are currently out there.
That's a cool idea.
Well, Classic Press has done this since the beginning. You know, Classic Press has been a little more community-driven than WordPress is. WordPress has always been directed by the benevolent dictator.
Yes.
Okay, and that's been proved a couple of times when things have been crammed down the throats of everyone. The most recent, of course, was Gutenberg. The community did not want it. The community railed against it. It got so bad, that's why Classic Press was created, was there was a large enough chunk of the community to say, okay, I'm done with WordPress. Let's go restart something that we think will be better. So a benevolent dictator is fine until the dictator is no longer benevolent.
Yeah.
You know, because they can do that. So at any rate, I would go check that out there. And it looks like we've got another thing from Classic Press. Classic Press 1.3 is available now. So they're moving along. They're in version 1.3 of Classic Press. I wonder what's changed. New filters, support, accessibility improvements, other changes and fix. So you have to go read through this to see what's in there and see what's been done to it. So I see Classic Press will be shifting themselves along a new path before too long. About the time Classic Press version 2 comes out, it'll be a major shift.
I'm looking forward to seeing the way that they grow up.
Yeah, well, they're gonna grow up quite nicely, I think. They may have a tough time challenging the WordPress community for several years because WordPress grew up where there was nobody. There was nobody to compete with as WordPress grew up.
They were in the Wild West at the time.
Yeah, they had the opportunity to be first, and they were. And their community, I was part of mixing the Kool-Aid in the beginning. I thoroughly believed in everything in the beginning. And then as it got bigger and bigger, I just got a little more disenchanted with the way it was run. But
that's bigger and bitter. That kind of works.
Yeah, bigger and bitter. Bigger and bigger. Bitter. Bitter. Bigger and better. Yeah, let's see. All right. Truth wants to come out once in a while. All right. Well, let's move along to WordPress plugins. What do I got for you this week? Well, the first one I've got for you, this is a very useful plugin. If you're doing some diagnostics or you're working with a plugin that's having issues and the team that's, you know, they need to look at the log files on there, and your log files are there. They're not always easily accessible. You can go FTP in or go in through your file manager, whatever, on your cPanel to find the log files, but they're not always easily accessible. Well, what this plugin does for you, it's called Error Log Viewer by Best Web Soft. This is a really fantastic plugin in that it allows you to install it, and then with a couple of quick clicks, it will enable the WordPress error logging and put the proper code in either to your WP admin or WP config file or into your htaccess file. And then what happens is it creates a page for you that you can then go to, which displays the error logs. And it won't only just read the error logs created in your local site, it'll read the root error log for your site, the one that's hidden down deep into your particular account on your hosting company. In other words, the debug log itself for PHP errors, which is different from some of the other errors that are created. And you can get in there and check them right out and see what those errors are. And then you can copy and paste those errors. I found this to be a very useful tool this last week when I had to do this sort of thing. Now, I knew where the files were, but I didn't feel like digging for them. And so I went, dude, is there something that I can just read them inside WordPress? And this is one for you. So go check out this plugin. It's called Error Log Viewer by Best Web Soft. And I give it a 5 dragon rating.
Dude, that's endlessly useful.
Who's playing a video? Oh, no, there's not a video playing in the background. That's feedback from Amber's mic.
I wonder how I can fix that. Sorry about
Move
that.
Move it to a different spot in front of your face.
That better?
Yeah, well, seems to work. It's still there. So there's not much we can do about it. Move it up and down. Just keep going. We'll work through it.
So the first one I've got is called Plattis Twitch List. I admit it. I checked this out mainly because of the name and the logo. They're just cool. So I checked it out, and it turns out this is for bringing your Twitch channels in a configurable list to your site. Though you need to first enter in your key, which you can get from kind of their site whenever they finish their Plattis script. So you can also, thanks, MDN. You can also use your Patreon sign in order to sign in and check things out, but it seems a little odd. In my opinion, they maybe should have waited till they were done doing their scripts before they release a plugin. It does seem like it would be a very useful plugin if you're a Twitch user and you need your channels on your site. Just maybe more useful when they're done. Because I wasn't able to really check everything out, I rate it middle of the road, 3 dragons. I'll probably check in later on this.
Okay. All right. The next one I have for you here today is called WPPM Classic Widgets. For those of you that want that classic look back to your widgets after going to WordPress 5.8 and having your classic widgets turfed, this will restore them for you so that you can have that nice classic widget look. It's another one of those things where the community's responded to, of course, a change that isn't overly liked, and enough people want the old way of doing things, so they created a plugin so that you can continue to do things the old way. Really great, simple plugin to allow you to keep working in what's already familiar instead of climbing that learning curve. See, and that's one of the things in WordPress is the learning curve for everything was just getting too much of constantly doing the learning. You know, and it's like, I'm done. It's time to let me work without having to relearn it every time I log in. It's kind of like Windows. Windows is irritating that way, too. They keep changing things, making that customer experience better, meaning you have to learn something new when you're already used to a certain way it's working. At any rate, great little plug-in, this one. I give this one a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out, the WPPM Classic Widgets.
The next one I have is Lipsum Dynamo. Dynamo? Yeah, Dynamo. This plugin you'll find it under Tools on the right-hand side, and it's designed to create your own Ipsum. Maybe slightly better. Okay, well, slightly better is better. You can actually write out your own Ipsum if you want to, but you can also just have it automatically fill it. What this is designed to do is specifically to fill out a site with dummy gibberish in order for you to more easily present a site. In the settings, you can choose how many posts, pages, media, landing pages, templates, sticky notes, or posts. And there's so many options. You can set the author, you can choose how many, you can choose if they're going to show up immediately, whether it's private or public or what have you. And you can create each one individually, or you can just make 20 at once like I did. And another bonus to this, you have the option of setting it so that once the plugin is deleted, it removes everything from the site with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I really like that. It will remove everything for you. No need to go in and manually delete them, which is just a really cool option.
That's actually a cool option. That makes it very useful.
Yeah. So I rate this at 5 dragons.
All right. The final one I have for you today is called Coupon Restriction for Back Orders on WooCommerce. Now, this one here is very useful if you offer coupons on your WooCommerce store and you're offering back-ordered products. Not everyone does offer back-ordered products. I'm looking at setting up back-ordered products on my WooCommerce store simply because I'll be selling plants and other things and people can pre-order them. But what it does is if you're offering coupons, you can set it up so that a coupon is not valid for back-ordered products. In fact, if they choose a back-ordered product and a good product, they're hoping to use the coupon, they can't use the coupon because there was a back-ordered product in the shopping cart. So they have to remove the back-ordered product before they can use the coupon. thus preventing them from trying to get a discount on something that you may or may not want to give a discount on because you don't know what it's going to be when the order comes in for it. So this is a very useful tool to help control things on your site. And if you're giving out coupons, make sure you go check this one out. It's a very good tool to add to your WooCommerce store. It's called Coupon Restrictions for Back Orders on WooCommerce. Go check it out. I give it a 5 dragon rating. Oh, sorry. That was supposed to be 4 dragons. I'm reading in the wrong spot. My brain's sliding sideways. That was supposed to be 4, not 5. Yeah, they got a minor boost.
Also, it sounds really useful, actually.
Yep.
Last one I've got is Submit Content. I thought this could be really useful. I know that some sites, like ours, still offer the opportunity to be a guest writer. And what this plugin does is it makes it possible for people who want to be a guest writer to enter in the post from the front end. And you can make it so that it's not just a post, but will save as an e-landing page, Elementor Library, DSN, or WPR template. And I like the options it has, which, again, there are many options. But one of the things that really caught me was that you can have it autosave as either published or as a draft. And it offers you the ability to choose whether or not a person has to be logged in order to use this form, how many words the title can be and the post can be, how big the picture is. It's really cool. I really like the setup that they have for this. Brain just died on me. Sorry about that. Other than the one little oddity where when you're filling out the information, I thought that you got to like put the title and the information into like the bars where people put it in, but it's actually you actually get a title and an information line all of your own above the form. That was a little strange, but I can see the use in it. Other than that little oddity, I rate this at 5 dragons.
All right. Well, go check it out. It can be a useful tool. If you use Gravity Forms like I do, Gravity Forms, you can build a form in Gravity Forms for the same kind of submissions, though.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Gravity Forms allows the submissions like that. I've used Gravity Forms in the past for these submissions. And one thing to keep in mind, if you do allow these sorts of things, never let it auto-publish.
No,
because
bad.
It's guaranteed that a spammer will discover that, and they will fill your site up with spam really, really quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that means we've come to the end of all the plugins here, and we don't have any listener questions. We're still waiting for some. That'd be nice to show up, but it is contest time. Absolutely. This is the contest we pushed off for a few more weeks. It is Codexer Deposits for WooCommerce Single Domain Lifetime License. This is a license you never, ever have to buy again, folks. Well worth the cost of entry, meaning all you have to do is go into your email address and your name. That's it. That's all it takes. You know, go in there, enter the contest. There's 20 days left in the contest. And this is a really great looking plugin. I've really got to make an effort to get in and go review this plugin. But it's a really good one if you're running a WooCommerce store and you want to take deposits on orders for people. Maybe they're ordering something you have to make or you have to prepare or other things, and you want to make sure you get at least a good chunk of the money up front. That's what this sort of plugin is for. So you can take a deposit on an order up front to ensure that they're serious about paying for it. So really great, useful tool. If not for yourself, enter the contest and maybe win it for a client, or maybe win it and hang on to it until you're ready to use it. I've bought plugins when they were on sale, knowing I could use them in the future, and when they have special sales of lifetime licenses or whatever, and I didn't use them for a couple of years, and I went, oh, I still got this thing here, and then I just go find my license, and away I go. So it could be well worthwhile. We need people to enter the contest, man. Show us you appreciate the contest. And after this contest is done, we're going to give the contest a break for a little while to see if people appreciate them. At any rate, go check this one out. It's the Codexer deposits for WooCommerce single domain site license, and you can enter the contest at wppluginsa2z.com/giveaway.
It really is a very cool prize.
Yep, it is a really cool prize. Almost all the licenses we've given away in the last year have been really cool prizes. You know?
It really has been. Like, there's been a few that I've wanted to snag up for myself.
Yeah, there's been a few that's like, hey, maybe I should enter the contest and see if I can win it. Or maybe I can just go rig the contest and win it. You know, which I could, but it's just, it's like so, I mean, so many of them have been lifetime licenses, you know, permanent licenses that you never have to buy again. And many of these companies don't even offer these licenses for sale. They've just created them just to give them to us to give away.
Which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. At any rate, that covers all that up. And we got to cover up a couple of things, and then we're going to move into the Q&A segment. So in this episode here, I covered up the following plugins. I covered up the Error Log Viewer by Best Web Soft, which I gave a 5.2. The WPPM Classic Widgets, which I gave a 5.2. And the Coupon Restriction for Back Orders on WooCommerce, which I gave a 4.2.
And I covered the plugins Plattis Twitch List, which I rated at 3. Lipsum Dynamo, which I rated at 5. And Submit Content, which I rated at 5.
All right, and we don't have any meetups planned. You know, it's coming into winter time now. The Oasis is a little going to be too damp soon for anything fun there. We'll see what happens in the winter time. If things get better, we'll see. At any rate, if you guys aren't getting enough of Amber and I, check out our show on Tuesday nights at 8:00. It's a live stream that goes to our YouTube channel over at the Rogues Tavern. So go check that one out. And it is now time for...
It's question and answer time.
Good, Amber.
If anybody out there has any questions that they'd like to have asked on the show, send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca and I will get them on here for you. We'll see what kind of answer Dad gives. My first question is cash. Everyone who works on a computer more than just to check their email, they know that they need to clear the cache. They know that it holds information. But what really is cache? Are there different kinds of caches? And do caches clear themselves ever, depending on different kinds? Or what's the deal with cache?
Okay. You're talking about the browser cache?
There we go. See, there's obviously different kinds of caches.
Well, there's the browser cache. There's actually a cache for Windows, which is supposed to clear itself, but rarely ever does. When I used to repair computers, it was one of the first things I did was go into the management files. Most people don't even know where to find them or know they exist. It helps speed up Windows if you go clear out that cache every once in a while, but you got to know where to go to do that. The browser cache is the most common that people know about. And the browser cache is the caching. Every time you go to a website, all those pictures, graphics, CSS files, videos, and other things, they're downloaded to your local computer. Mm-hmm. And they're stored in the cache file. And most browsers have a setting size for how big the cache can get, and then it's supposed to dump it and clear it. But I find that my browser doesn't always do that, and I clear my cache continuously. And every once in a while, I've gone for a week or two without clearing it. When I go to clear it, it has over, you know, almost a gigabyte of data stored in there from everything I hit on the web. And clearing out the cache does two things. One, it allows your browser to function a little bit better. The other is if you're doing development, you need to constantly clear your cache because your cache might hold all the files for a page you just edited and you're looking at, why doesn't this look any different after all the edits I just did? And then go, oh, duh, clear the cache, reload it. And now what it does is it's forced to go get all those files fresh from the server. Now, the cache itself is designed to make surfing a website easier. Like if you go to a website, the first time you load it, it downloads that header graphic and other essential CSS files. And most websites all have a consistent header graphic and CSS files for the look and feel of the site. And if you go to further pages, well, now your browser doesn't have to re-download the header graphics, the CSS files, and all that because they're already in your computer. All it's got to do is download the fresh content for the new page. and that makes the next page load faster. And so that's what the caching does for it. That's the caching on computers. Now, there's caching for your website, and that caching goes into a whole different level, because what's happening is WordPress, being PHP-driven and MySQL-driven, every time someone loads a WordPress web page, it has to go to the server and say, hey, run all this PHP code and go over to the MySQL database and fetch all this data for me. So that slows it down. And if the server's busy, it goes, you're going to have to wait a second. I'm helping this other person over here. I'll be with you in a couple of milliseconds. And people freak out because it takes 3 seconds to load a page instead of one. Believe it or not. I remember when pages used to take up to 30 seconds to load and we were thrilled. Now, if it takes more than 5 seconds, people freak out.
I just had a flashback to trying to download music and it took like 3 days for 12 songs.
For a few songs, it'd take days. But people freak out because they're so used to high-speed internet now. So what's happened is they've created caching for your website. And what that caching does is the first person to hit that page in the cache, it runs all that code. They get it a little slower. But what's done is an HTML file is created, and it's stuffed into a caching folder. So the next person to come along and say, hey, I want page A. First thing it does is, hey, do we have that in the cache? It goes, yeah, we got it in the cache. Deliver it right away. You know, we don't have to go, it doesn't have to go back to the server and run the PHP code and the MySQL queries to recreate the page because it's been created already. And so that's the caching at that level there. It speeds it up. And then there's even more levels of caching, which I'm not going to go into. There's server level caching. There's Cloudflare level caching. There's levels and levels of caching. There's content delivery caching for all the graphics. So you can have content delivered from different parts of the globe, depending on where they're coming from when they hit your website.
So Ryan said that his he has a database cache, object cache, browser cache, all kinds of caching.
And caching via Cloudflare, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what that does is that speeds up your website load times.
Okay.
Is what it all does in the end. Now, the problem is sometimes the caching conflicts with each other, and sometimes the caching, one cache goes bad and the other ones aren't working correctly and they start having fights. It doesn't happen often anymore, but in the beginning, when caching was first being developed, it happened a lot. So
I could see that.
So yeah, that's what caching is. Caching is around to help speed things up, basically, so that things are located where you're at. The problem with caching is sometimes it creates problems along the way, and the cache has to be cleared to allow things to function again, or the cache gets corrupted, and you have to clear it because the cache files are corrupted. So. And some of them are set up to automatically clear after certain X amount of time, and some of them never ever clear unless it's done manually. It's all in the settings and what you're set to do.
That was all really good stuff to learn. Thank you.
All right, read out your last two questions, and then we will play our ending credits and come back for the final bits of this.
So my next question is, when downloading a backup in FTP, if you simply pull the singular file for the cPanel backup over, is that good enough, or do you need to pull over all the files of the site in order to get a full and thorough backup of a site? Why? If it's one way or the other, why? And my last one is, how do you balance working on a computer with a healthy amount of exercise?
Okay. Those are all very, very good questions, and we will answer them after our girl takes us on out of here, and I enjoy a shot.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created
by
developers
over your mic.
Because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa2z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyrighted by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.